Jim, how are you feeling after that game?
Disappointed, obviously, Jack. I thought it was a terrible game of football. Conditions didn't help. It was windy. Pitch was really sticky. I thought both teams were very wasteful in possession. And the kind of game I felt that... nil-nil written on over it, to be honest with you. Neither goalkeeper has had a great deal to do. I can't remember Neil Parry having a save to make. A couple that were straightforward. Scully's had nothing to do. So, disappointing. I would have been delighted if we'd have took a draw from the game, you know, a nil-nil, and just move on, because it wasn't a great game of football whatsoever.
You feel we should have had a penalty at the start of the game?
I'd like to see it back, yeah. Dario says there's definitely contact in his back and it's definitely a push. If it's in the box, it's a pen. But, you know, listen, we don't always seem to get those kind of decisions, unfortunately. So I'll watch it back and we'll see. But it doesn't really matter a jot now at this moment in time. It would have been nice, though, if we'd got given it and, you know, try and get our noses in front. But, you know, like I said, I thought it was a poor game of football. You know, Dunfermline are on a great run of form. 5 wins, 5 clean sheets. You know, I thought the 2 centre-halves marshalled Anderson particularly well for the majority of the game, but apart from the goal, and that's what all good strikers do, you know, they don't do a great deal during the game, but pop up at key moments, and I thought he took his goal particularly well, albeit we need to defend it a whole lot better. You know, we end up with an overload on the right side here, 2v1, don't do enough to stop the cross, and then I think when the ball comes in the box, I think we need to deal with it better, simple as that, but we didn't do enough going the other way either.
Yeah, you mixed things up a wee bit. You had Darrow on the left, Jack Hampton up front for his first start. How would you kind of assess who he got on?
Brought Jack in for a bit more presence. I thought he came on down at Queen of the South and done really well. And we just tried to, you know, I know Ashcroft and Devine are two good physical centre-halves. And I just thought Jack would give us more of an outlet there aerially and physically than what Darrow does. Also felt that you know, Dario's always done well for us on that left-hand side, so we just tried to mix it up and see what happens. But, you know, Jack Hamilton done fine. You know, we didn't have a poor game, but, you know, on the hour mark, he's only 18-year-old. I knew fitness-wise he would struggle to last the game, so it was always my intention to make a change at that moment anyway. So, look, I thought it was a poor game of football. It's as bad as we've played all season, and, you know, I just said to the players after the game, it's games like that where you just need to grind out a result, you know, take a point and move on. But unfortunately, we got done with a really poor goal.
Results elsewhere went against you as well, but I guess it's going to be like that for the rest of the
season. Listen, there's 9 games left, and I think we've had a bit of luck in recent weeks with results going our way. And, you know, there's always going to be, moments where we lose and the teams around us win, and that's just the way it is. I was at the Falkirk game last night. They've done great to be there. United, obviously Partick with a last minute winner today. You know, we've had our moments where we've had last minute winners like Queen of the South a couple of weeks ago. So it happens. We just have to pick ourselves up, dust ourselves down and go again next week against Morton. I think there's teams now getting dragged into it as well. You know, the likes of Morton and Queen of the South, and they'll be looking over their shoulders as well, I think. So it's not only ourselves and Partick and Falkirk that are in it, but there's other teams now, so there's a lot of football to be played. You know, we can't get too down about the result. You know, I thought we possibly could have nicked the draw. We certainly didn't do enough to win it, but you know, these things happen. We just got to go again next week.
Thank you.